Today's shir is dedicated for his chus, for refuah shleima, for shalom ben bracham. Today's shir is mesechta yevamis, mesechta ksubis, daf lamed hey, and we will begin on daf lamed dalet amud beis, 12 lines from the bottom. As we have been discussing since daf lamed aleph, the Gemara asked a question. In our Mishnah we learned that chayvei malchus pay knas. This in a situation that the vera that they did carries malchus and knas. Our Mishnah indicated that the punishment that's given because of kimlo de Rab Melei is knas. Even though normally the halacha is that a person maybe should get malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan says that and that's indeed the opinion of the Mishnah Masechta Makkos, where the Mishnah Masechta Makkos says that one would get malchus and not knas. So Rabbi Yochanan Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis answered that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where there was no hasra, and since there's no hasra, there's no malchus, therefore knas is paid. And the Mishnah Masechta Makkos is where there was hasra, and since there was hasra, the punishment is malchus, not knas. Rish Lakish on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis answered that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Meir, who says both Mishnais actually finished the opinion, the follow of Rav Meir, that says that when there's both punishment, malchus and mammon, the loch is both punishments are administered, both knas and malchus. So says the Gemara, Bishlama, Rabbi Yochanan, who gave the explanation that we just gave, that the Mishnah that says you pay knas and not get malchus is referring to a case where there was no asra, and since there's no asra, there is no malchus. Le'amar Kresh Lakish did not offer the answers the teretz the Resh Lakish offered, because he would prefer to come back like Rabbanan. He would prefer to explain our Mishnah that it should be consistent with the opinion of Rabbanan and not be locked in to the opinion of Rav Meir. But ask the Gemara, El Resh Lakish, my time like come Rabbi Yochanan, why did Resh Lakish not answer our Mishnah as Rabbi Yochanan did? And just simply say that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where there is no malchus because there was no asra. So Ritva makes a very interesting point. He says, we go back to the beginning of our perek, Daf Choftes. The Gemara pointed out that our Mishnah, the Mishnah is at the beginning of the perek, the first Mishnah of the perek, has to be following the opinion of Rav Meir and not the Rabbanan. Because our Mishnah at the beginning of the perek said, Elu Naris, that only a Nara gets Knas. There's only Knas by a Nara and not by a Ketanim. And the Gemara immediately, when we learned that Mishnah, pointed out that that follows the opinion of Rav Meir Rabbanan. So we see that the Mishnayis in our Perek do follow, there are Mishnayis in our Perek that follow the opinion of Rav Meir, not the Rabbanan. Says the Ritva that whenever, just because that Mishnah, which we had no other way to explain, other than to say it's following the opinion of Rav Meir Rabbanan, doesn't mean that another Mishnah, where we have a way to explain that's following the opinion of the Rabbanan, not Rav Meir, is not the way we're going to try to explain that Mishnah versus trying to explain that just because that Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek, followed Rav Meir's opinion, all the other Mishnayos do as well. So answers Rish Lakish, why didn't he explain the Mishnah like Rav Yochanan did? Amalach, kiven the il osrba. The halach is if they would have given him hasra for malchus. So, says Rish Lakish, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, Potter, says the Gemara, says Rish Lakish, my opinion is that Kilo Asra by Nami, if somebody did an Aveira for which there is a Chi of Malchus, even though in this specific case he wouldn't be getting Malchus, for as we're learning, he didn't get Asra, it's still enough to say, Potter, it's still enough to say the concept of Pot Kimle Med Rabbanei. The Azla Tamayu, and says the Gemara, this machlokes of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are really a machlokes that we fell in elsewhere. The Chasra of Dimi, Amr Chaim, Misa Shagigim. A person who did an Aveira, Bemezid, Bulat Hasra, or B'shoigig. So it would be an Aveira that were there proper Hasra, B'mezid, he would get Misa. But here, because he did it B'shoigig, or because he did it without Hasra, there won't be a Chiyiv Misa. Or Chayiv Malkus Shoigigin. Similarly, a person who did an Aveira for which there's Chiyiv Malkus, but he did the Aveira B'shoigig, or he did the Aveira B'mezid without Hasra. Vid Dover Acher, and there's also an obligation, a financial component to that Aveira. Rabbi Yochanan Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says Yechayiv, Reish Lakish Shema Potter, and they explain their positions. Rabbi Yochanan Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says that Yechayiv, because Kivin Dolay Asherbei, there was no Hasra, and since there won't be any Misa or any Malkus without Hasra, so there's no Kimlei B'dim Rabbanei, because the whole explanation of Kimlei B'dim Rabbanei, says Rabbi Yochanan, is you only give one of the two punishments. But here we're only indeed giving one punishment, the Mammon. Reish Lakish Amar Potter, because Reish Lakish says, Kivin De'la Aserbei, had we given Hasra, he would be Potter, we would say Kimlei B'dim Rabbanei. So therefore, Kimlei Aserbei, even when they didn't get a Hasra, and there isn't going to be Misa, that doesn't mean we shouldn't say Kimlei B'Rabbanei. We learned on Daf Lamed Aleph that Rava teaches us that the din of Kimlei B'Rabbanei, what Kimlei B'Rabbanei accomplishes, it restricts Beis Din from giving two punishments for one Aveira. But the Rishonim point out, and even though the Beis Din is not giving two punishments, there's still a Chiyuv B'Dei Shemayim. Not only is there a Chiyuv B'Dei Shemayim, but Rashi on Daf Lamed Aleph says that if the damaged party, if there's a situation of Kimlei B'Rabbanei, and the person who's supposed to get a financial payment doesn't get it because of Kimlei B'Rabbanei, if the damaged party is Typhus, he seizes payment for his damages, he's permitted to retain those damages since the money is really owed to him. And the Shamat Tzion Balocha says, he gives a practical halachic nafkamina to this. He says, if chas v'shalom rachman tzlan lo yaleinu, a negligent driver kills someone in a car accident while causing monetary damage, according to what we're learning in our Gemara, even though the killing was certainly not deliberate, it was an accident, we're learning that we still say Kimlei B'Rabbanei. So says the Shamat Tzion Balocha, two very important points. Even though he's technically, according to this opinion, not chayiv, the mammon, b'dei shemayim, the right thing to do is to pay that money. Moreover, says the Nesivos, we just learned that if the victim seizes the money of the person who did the damage, he's allowed to keep it. Says the Nesivos that even though that's the halacha, that's not the right thing to do. Al pidin, one is not supposed to take the law into his own hand and say, well, I'm allowed to keep the money if I take it, so I'll take it. The Shita Mekubetzes makes a very interesting distinction. He makes a difference when it was done b'shagig, which means it wasn't done, of course, deliberately, but there was some level of negligence versus when it was done ba'aynis, when it was beyond his control. He says the halacha that one could seize the money that he's owed is only in a situation of shagig, but not in the situation of oynus. The Mashal says that the nizik is permitted to seize money from the mazik only in a situation where the death penalty wasn't carried out. Like a case that we're discussing, where it's an aveira, as we just explained, and we'll speak about it more in a moment, for which there is a chiyuv misa, but in this particular circumstance, the misa wasn't given, either because it was done b'shoigig, either because it was done b'mezid without asra, or either where it was done nowadays where Beis Din doesn't administer capital punishment. However, says the Mashal, in a situation where it was done deliberately, and Beis Din was put to death by Beis Din, says the Mashal, that even Rashi would agree that since he was actually put to death, then the Nizik may not cease payment for the damages he suffered. Says Rabbi Chanan, what is the basis for this distinction? He says, explains Rabbi Chanan, that when a person does an Aveira, for which there's two punishments, so as we've been learning, and we'll continue to be learning, the halacha of Kamle with the Rabbanei teaches us that we give the stricter of the two penalties. What does that mean, says Rabbi Chanan? What that means is, it's as if the more lenient penalty is already incorporated in the more severe penalty that he received. However, says Rabbi Chanan, but that's in a case where actually the more severe penalty was administered. And therefore, but in a case where the action, and therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, under those circumstances, the bigger penalty, the more severe penalty, swallows up the less severe penalty, and there's no room for the Nizik to have any financial claim. In a case, however, when the person did the Aveira, b'shogeg, so yes, our Gemara just cited that there's an opinion that we say, Kimle b'derabimnei, but we didn't give the bigger penalty. We didn't give the more severity, more severe penalty. In that case, where we actually didn't give the severe, more severe penalty, that's considered that we don't have a place for the weaker penalty to get incorporated into, to get swallowed up by, because we didn't give the bigger penalty. That's where, says Rabbi Chanan, the halacha is if the Nizik would grab the money that he's owed, he could keep it. So we just learned the halacha that we just discussed. If in a situation where the more severe penalty is not actually administered, do we say Kimle b'derabimnei or not? So, says the Gemara, to understand the basis for this machloikis, we need to go back to the psukim in the Torah that are the basis for the whole loch of Kimle b'derabimnei. The Torah says, v'chi yinotzu anoshim, if two people are battling, v'nokfu ishahara, and they do damage to a pregnant woman, v'yotzi ladea, v'lo yi'asun, and her children get born, but there was no asun, nobody died. The Torah says that since nobody got killed, then you have to pay the damage, the value of those children that were murdered. So the Gemara says, there's two. So the Gemara is going to teach us what does the words lo yi'asa mean. It could mean that nothing happened to the woman, that the woman didn't die, or we could explain that lo yi'asun, that the person who did the damage won't be obligated to pay for what happened to the children. What is the difference between these two explanations? In a situation where the person who did the damage killed the woman, but there was no hasra. According to the first explanation, it doesn't make a difference if there was hasra or not. As long as the woman did not die, he has to pay for the value of the children. And if the woman did die, makes no difference what were the circumstances. And even if the person who killed her didn't get asra, and since he didn't get asra, he won't end up getting killed, certainly. The halacha is, still, he doesn't have to pay for the value of the children. According to the second explanation that we just offered, the Torah is speaking about, because he's not chayv misa, that's why he has to pay for the value of the children. So that means, as if he's not chayv misa, for example, where he wasn't warm, so he's not going to be chayv misa, then he will be responsible to pay for the value of the children. So, as says the Gemara, Resh Lakish explains the pasuk as the first explanation. The Resh Lakish says that in any situation where a woman dies, when the woman dies, you don't have to pay for the children. That's why he says, we say Kimle b'derabimnei, even if the more severe punishment will not actually be administered. And because the Gemara assumes that that is the proper explanation of the pasuk, so ask the Gemara, this pasuk becomes a question to Rabbi Yochanan. Eisvei shlokish to Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk said, as we just read, v'lo yi'anus, oinish oinish. My love, doesn't the pasuk mean that osa mamish, that the woman didn't die? And that's why he has to pay for the value of the children. From here, it seems that if the woman wouldn't have died, then if the woman died, no matter what the circumstances were, he would not have to pay for the value of the children. Loi, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's not the way to understand the pasuk, but it's to explain the pasuk like we said. Loi did asan. The only time is, but when the person who killed her is not chay misa. That's whether because she didn't die or because he wasn't given the proper asra, and all those cases, if he doesn't get the more severe punishment, for whatever reason, he has to pay the money. Ikadamri, says the Gemara, but now we have a different interpretation. According to this interpretation, the Gemara assumed that Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the pasuk is correct, and therefore the pasuk becomes a question to Reish Lakish. Ikadamri, Eis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, V'loyi asan anish anish, my love, doesn't the Torah mean, din asan, that in a situation where the person who perpetrated the crime is not going to be killed, then he has to pay. It makes no difference why. That as long as he's not getting killed, he has to pay. Says the Maran Loi. The only time he has to pay is Osam Amish, if nobody died. But if somebody died, even though he will not be killed for that, because he did a Bishayig, or he did it b'meizah without asra, then the halacha is that he will not be, that we will have to pay for, we won't say kimel b'derabanei. Ask the Gemara Amar Rava, Mikel Amanda Amar, Chai v'misas shogigim, is there anybody who could suggest that if somebody did an aveira for which there is a chiv misa, even though he won't be getting the misa, because he did the aveira b'shogig, he's chayov and he's going to have to pay? Ask the Gemara, for Tana, the Bei Chizkiah, the Tana Bei Chizkiah teaches us, the Pasuk says, Maka Adam, or Maka Behema, the Torah compares killing a person and killing an animal. As the Pasuk says, or Maka Behema Yishal Mena, or Maka Adam Yumas. So the Pasuk is teaching us that a person who kills a person doesn't have to pay, and because the Torah is saying that when you're Maka Behema, when you kill a person, that's when you kill an animal, that's when you have to pay. But when you kill a person, you don't have to pay. And the Gemara explains itself. When we speak about killing a person, when we speak about killing an animal, the Torah doesn't differentiate whether you killed a person, the animal, whether you killed a person, whether you killed the animal, the Torah speaks about somebody who kills somebody, and the Torah says that if you kill the person with a downward motion, then yechayiv golus. If you kill the person in an upward motion, then you're not chayiv golus. Says the Gemara that all of these differences all apply by human beings. In all these cases, lefatra mammon, in all these cases, you're not exempt from paying. In all these cases, if you did this to an animal, lechayva mammon, says the Gemara, says Tanit Bei Cheskia, it goes the other way, back adam. If you killed a person, there's no difference in all circumstances, lefatra mammon, you're never going to have to pay. If the situation warrants, you'll be chayiv misa, and if the situation doesn't warrant it, the examples we've been giving, it was done b'shagig, it was done without asra, then you won't get misa, but you still won't have to pay any mammon. So says the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yochanan disagree and say that if you're not actually getting misa, then you're going to be chayiv mammon? Says the Gemara, Elikas Raven, Amar b'chayiv misa shagigin kul amal pliga d'pturim. If somebody killed somebody b'shogig, even though he won't be chayiv misa, everybody will agree he still won't be chayiv tashlumim, based on the lima that we just learned from Tana de Bei Chizkiah. Ki pligi, where do we have the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish? Not in the case of chayiv misas, but chayiv malkus shogig v'davar acher. If somebody did an aveira for which he would be chayiv malkus and mumen. Rabbi Yochanan says that if you're not going to get malkus, we're going to Kimlei Derabim Nei will not be effective. Because, he says, the Pasuk that the Tana de Yecheska used for his limud is Chai V'Mises Ishkus. It's a Pasuk that speaks about Chai V'Mises, that say that whenever you kill a person, even if it was B'Shayig, you wouldn't have to pay mum. But we're not talking, says Rabbi Yochanan, about Chai V'Mises. We're speaking about Chai V'Malkus, Lo Yishkus. And that halacha, that if you don't actually get the Malkus, you should be exempt from the Tashlumim, is not something Rabbi Yochanan says we have any source and any basis to say. Rish Lakish Rama Potter, Feirish Rebs HaTayr, because he said the Torah clearly says, Chai V'Malkus, Chai V'Mises. The Chai V'Malkus, and we'll see it soon from where he learns it, are treated the same. Ask the Gemara, Heichem Rebs HaTayr, Rish Lakish says the Chai V'Malkus and Chai V'Mises are treated equally. Ask the Gemara, where does he learn that from? Amar Baya, answers Abai, Rosha. He learns a Xerishava of Rosha. Says the Pasuk says, by Chai V'Mises, V'lai Sichu Kaifel Nefesh Retzeach, Ashuhu Rosha Lomus, Kiyomus, Kimois Yomus, and by Chai V'Malkus, the Torah says, V'hoyim Ben Hekos HaRosha, V'pila HaShoifu V'kol HaFon of Kedei Rishosu B'Mispar. So here we see that they're treated the same way. And if by Chai V'Mises Shogigim, we don't say Kimlei, but the Rabbi Menei, so too will be the halacha by Chai V'Malkus Shogigim. The Gemara says, not a Gemara offers a source that we don't have to learn this Gezer Shava, but an independent source, how we learn that Chai V'Malkus Shogigim are not Chai V'Tashlum, and we say Kimlei, the Rabbi Menei. Rav Amar, Asya Makamakas. We can learn a Gezer Shava. Amalei Papa Rava, hi Maka. Which pasuk of Maka are you referring to that we learn Maka Behema Chai V'Malkus the same way? Ilema, the pasuk says Maka Behema Yishalmena or Maka Adam Yumas. Hi B'Talksa. We just said that pasuk is referring to where you kill the animal or you kill the person. When you kill the person, there's a Chiv Misa, not a Chiv Malkus. El says the Gemara, hi Maka. This pasuk which speaks about Maka, the pasuk says, and next to that, the pasuk says, "V'ish kiyite mumba misoi kasha osa ken yosoloi." And the kasha osa ken yosoloi is coming to teach us that there's a chiv malchus for hitting another person. And these two psukim, the pasuk of Maka nefesh behema and V'ish kiyite mumba misoi, are next to each other. So we say from here that just like by Maka Behema, there's always a Chiv Misa, by Maka Adam, there's never a Chiv, there's always a Chiv Tashlumim, by Maka Behema, by Maka Adam, there's never a Chiv Tashlumim, says the Gemara. V'hai loy Maka Ksiv. The Pasuk doesn't say the word Maka. The Pasuk says, Maka, the Pasuk says, so how are you saying, as the Gemara, that you're learning it from the word Maka Maka? Answers Gemara, not Hakaka. This isn't an exact match of words. But because both Psukim speak about the same subject, about doing damage to a person, doing damage to an animal, it's enough to be able to learn one to the other. But ask the Gemara, how can we learn from the pasuk of kish kiyite mumba misoi? But ask the Gemara of Hakiksiv, the pasuk of ish kiyite mumba misoi kash osu ken yasaloi is speaking about the case of a chayba b'chaveru d'ksiv. It's speaking about what somebody does damage to another human being. And we actually know the chayba b'chaveru about the shlumimu, that somebody who does damage to someone else, we've learned in our perek, is always chayiv Nezik Tzar, Ripu Shevis, Ubaishas. So how do we connect it? Says the Gemara. So actually you are Chayiv Mammon. So the Gemara said that we're trying to learn that just like by Maka Behema, you're always Chayiv Mammon. By Maka Adam, you're never Chayiv Mammon. That actually is incorrect. Because Maka Adam is actually Chayiv Mammon. Says the Gemara, in a manner Indian, like Kosh Yesh Beshev Pruta, the Pasuk here is not talking about a case where the damage was done, where the damage was more than a pruta, because that situation is learned from the next pasuk, where the Torah says Sheva Tachas Shever, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, Kashi Yitim Mumba Adam Keyin Nusim Boy. And the word Yinosin comes to teach us you have to pay. So this pasuk Tanei Inyala Kosh Eimba Sheva Pruta. So there's no Chiv Tashlumim, because you didn't do damage that's worth a Pruta, but Yechayiv Malkus. And the Torah is teaching us that just like Makkah Behema, you always pay, so too by Makkah Adam, it doesn't make a difference, Shagi Gemezid, the halacha is since you did an Aveira for which there's a Chiv Malkus, there is no Tashlumim. Saif, says the Gemara, Laba Tashlumim, is that he didn't pay the Tashlumim. Says the Gemara, so since he didn't pay the Shlumim, that's why you don't pay. But maybe you did, when you did a Hakosh Yesh B'Sheva Pruta, then we maybe differentiate between Shogig and Mezid. And B'Shogig, since there's no Malkus, you'll be Chayiv Tashlumim. Answers the Gemara, the Hekish is coming to teach us the Behadet Tamachye, while you're hitting this person, a Hakosh Yesh B'Sheva Pruta, Karashayin Delay. At the same time, you ripped his clothing. And the clothing was also worth more than a Pruta. And the Torah is teaching us, because there was a chi of Malkus, we say Kimel the Rabbanei. So we see that even in a case where he wasn't warmed and he won't get the Malkus, he's potem teshlumim. Just like a Makkah Behema always has teshlumim, chayiv Malkus, you'll never have a teshlumim unless it's the actual time that you hurt the person, that there's a chiddush in the Torah, as we learned earlier, that you always pay nezek tzari pishavas abayisha. Ask the Gemara. Amalei Reb Chiya L'Rava. But we learned early in the shir that the pasuk, according to Vayechizkiya, taught us that we have the pasuk of Makkah Adam Makkah Behema, that we learned, according to Vayechizkiya, that just like by Makkah Behema, there's no difference between Shogeg Gemezid, and you always have to pay. By Makkah Adam, you always potter from Tashlumim because when you kill a person because of Kimei the Rabbanei. Ask the Gemara, Menayin v'chol ksiv, who teaches us that this is talking about during the week and there's only a chiv Tashlumim, v'lekel aflugi, and therefore, u'lekel aflugi, and therefore there's no place to differentiate between Shogeg Gemezid, and you always chayiv Tashlumim, and therefore we're going to compare Makkah Adam to that, and we'll say that Makkah Adam you never have to pay. Dilma, maybe that pasuk is talking with Shabbos. The behema gufa ikulafugi. But the animal, we could say, also there's a difference between what happened between Shogeg Gemezid. And we'll say that only if you kill the animal b'shogeg, so you're not chayiv for chil Shabbos, that's when you'll be chayiv for the tashlumim. But indeed, if you kill the animal b'mezid, so you're chayiv for being chal Shabbos, killing an animal is a chil Shabbos. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Zayin, discusses it may be a toil, it may be considered shoychit, it may be considered surveya. So in a case where you kill the animal and you chayiv misa, then you won't pay tashlumim, and therefore the whole limit of the Tanan Debei Yecheska will fall. It doesn't make sense to explain that the pasuk of Makkah Adam and Makkah Behema is talking that it happened in Shabbos. The pasuk says, Makkah Behema Yishalmeno, Makkah Adam Yumas. And since the pasuk is talking about both of them, they're talking about the same circumstances. Hey Chidami, Idaloi Asrabei, if the pasuk is speaking about a case where the murderer wasn't warned, then Makkah Adam Ayumas, why should the murderer be killed? El Pshita Dasrabei, Vib Shabbos, if this happened on Shabbos, then Makkah Behem Yishalmeno, why would he have to pay? He's Chai Misa for the Chil Shabbos. El Lav, that's a proof that the pasuk is speaking about during the week, and the Torah is comparing the two situations, that by Makkah Behema you always pay, and by Makkah Adam, you never pay, even if the person won't actually get Misa, and as we learned earlier, maybe not Malkus either. We learned earlier on Daf Lamed Daled that Rava said in the name of Rameya that Garnav Tavach B'Shabbos, or Yom Kippur, or Shara Nisko, we learned Chai Ba'abav Chamishim, that he did this, when he did it, when he did the Shechita by himself. Rabbi Yochanan in that Gemara, as we learned in our previous year, said it was talking about what somebody else did the Shechita. If he did it by himself on, if he did it by himself, the Shechita on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, why is he potter? Why don't we say Kimlei de Ramnei? So Rameya holds that since the payment of Dalad Vehei is Knas, Rameya taught us in our shir, in our previous year, that we don't say Kimlei with Rabnei when the payment is for Knas. And the explanation was that since Knas is a Chiddush Shechitzit Torah, so since it's a Chiddush, there we don't say the Loch of Kimlei with Rabnei. Rather, the Loch is the mace, the person is put to death for being Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Yom Kippur, and he still has to pay the Knas. So now the Gemara uses this background to discuss the question that we've been discussing for since Daf Lamed Aleph, where on the, in our Mishnah we learned that even though somebody did was ma'anis a chay v'lav and he still pays knas, and the Mishnah Masechta Makis that says there's malchus, and we've been learning if there's malchus there shouldn't be any tashlumim, so there wouldn't be payment of knas. That according to Rava explains that there's a special chiddush that the Torah spoke, taught to us by Knas, that afagav the mikdal, even though the person is going to be killed, mishalim, so misnisen, our Mishnah, which says, how are we going to explain our Mishnah? Ikra meya, if we're going to say that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya, and Rameya, as we just said, holds that when you're paying a knas, we don't say Kimlei with Rabbanei, we're going to learn a Mishnah in the next year on Daf Lamed Vav Mabez, that if somebody was Me'anis' Bitoy, so he's Chayv Mises Bezdin for being for having relations with his daughter, and he's also Chayv Knas. So if we say Kimlei with Rabbanei, fantastic. Because the Rabbi says you get Misa and there's no Knas. But Nana was saying that Rava is explaining that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya, and according to Rameya, by Knas, we don't say Kimle Midrabbanei. So then the question is, why in that Mishnah, when somebody was Ma'anis' daughter, does he not have to pay the Knas? Says the Gemara, Vim, if we're going to say that he's following the opinion of Nechemyan Ben Kana, that when there's a punishment, there's a locha of Malchus, we give both punishments. But when there's a punishment of Misa, then the locha is that we don't give both punishments. In other words, there's a difference when the Knas accompanies a Malchus versus a Knas that accompanies a Misa, then Kasha Chosai. Our Mishnah that we already learned says that Habal HaChosai is Chayiv Knas, even though somebody's Baal HaChosai is Chayiv Malchus. So if he's Chayiv Malchus, the Alochish, even we'll say by Malchus, you still pay Knas, but there's a Chayiv Karis by Baal HaChosai. And according to Nechunya, Chayiv Karis is treated like a Chayiv Misa. And since a Chayiv Karis is treated like a Chayiv Misa, it was saying there are mayor holds like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, so then why in our Mishnah by Chosai, where there's a Chiv Karis, does he pay Knas? V'Krab Yitzchak, if we're going to say that there's never a Chiv Malchus by Chiv Karis, and therefore the person who has relations with a sister, there's no Chiv Malchus, but the Chiv Karis also doesn't apply, because he holds like the Rabbanan, that don't agree with Rav Nechunya ben Akana. And Rav Nechunya ben Akana says the Chayve Krisis are treated like Chayve Mises, but not Chayve Karis, but Kashi Mamzeris. The Mishnah says that Abba Mamzeris is Chayve Knas, but everybody agrees that there's a Chayve Malchus for Baal Mamzeris. And why does the Chayve Malchus not exempt him from the Chayve Knas? So the Gemara continues. If we're going to say that Malchus is not treated like Misa, he'll explain that just Rabbi Yochanan said, and we said this at the beginning of our shir, that since there was no Asra, that's why it's Chayiv Knas, and the Mishnah in Masechta Makkah speaks about a case where there was Hasra, That's why in our Mishnah he pays knas, and in that Mishnah he doesn't pay knas, because he's going to hold if there's actually chiv malchus, then you don't pay the knas, and that's what the Mishnah Masechta Makos teaches us. Our Mishnah speaking about where there is no chiv malchus because there was no asra, and that's why you pay the knas. Eli Yisavel Kresh Lakish, but if Rav is going to hold like Kresh Lakish, that says that even if you're not actually getting the Malkus, but you did an Aveira, as we've been discussing throughout our entire shir, if you did an Aveira for which you would be Chayiv Malkus, that's enough that you shouldn't have to be pay Knas. Hech Metarz Lo, how would he explain our Mishnah? There's a Chayiv Malkus. He did an aveir for which there's a chiyuv malchus. So even if he's not actually getting the malchus because there was no asra, he still shouldn't have to pay knas. Al karchach, there's only way to explain that when there's a chiyuv malchus, a moment he gets the malchus and doesn't pay, the halacha is because he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that he holds not like Rish Lakish, and if somebody did an aveira for which there's a chiyuv malchus, but he's not actually getting the malchus, he's going to have, then we don't say Kimle with the Rabbanei, and he's going to have to pay. But ask the Gemara that Rish Lakish has been teaching us throughout our shir, that if somebody did an Aveira for which there is a Chiv Malkus, even though he is not actually getting the Malkus, he doesn't have to pay. Amalei Rav Masna Labaya, Rish Lakish Amalei Beferi Shrips of Torah, Chayv Malkus, Kechayv Mises. So then the question is, Man Tana the Pogger of Chayv Menachana. Rav Chunya Menachana says that by Chayv Krisis, the halacha is that you pay Knas. He says, and the question is, if somebody doesn't learn like Rav Chunya Menachana and doesn't say that Chayv Karis, we say Kimlev and Ramanei, so there's still a Chayv Malkus. So why don't we say Chiyuv Malkus? Because of the Kamalei with Rabbanei. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to explain that there was an Asra. And Rabbi Yochanan, just because you did an Aveira for which there is Malkus, if you're not actually getting the Malkus, we won't say Kamalei with Rabbanei. But according to Rish Lakish, as long as you did an Aveira for which there's Malkus, we'll automatically say Kamalei with Rabbanei. So who's going to be the Tana that holds that way? Says the Gemara, Irameya. Either we could say Rameya, that Rameya's opinion is that Malkus doesn't exempt you from Knas. Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds the Malkus and Krisis are not treated the same way. And that by Krisis, we'll say Kimalei with Rabbanei, but not by Malkus. Our Gemara, the big concept of today's shir, has been that even though a person did not actually do the aveir for which the Schiv Misa, still we're saying Kimlei the Rabbanei. And the question, of course, that many Mepharshim ask, the concept behind Kimlei with Rabbanei is that we only give one punishment. But here we're not actually giving one punishment, because the person did the Aveira B'Shoyig, so he's not going to get the Misa, he's not going to get the Malkus, he's not going to get the Karas. So why are we saying Kimlei with Rabbanei? It's a question that many Mepharshim ask. And many Mepharshim offer the same answer to this question. They suggest that Kimlei b'Rabbanei teaches that the lesson of our Gemara is that when somebody does an Aveira b'Shoigig, one is not supposed to look at that as a situation, well, it's b'Shoigig, I didn't really do the Aveira. It was a Shoigig, it was not deliberate. On the contrary, by our Gemara equating a situation where somebody did the Aveira b'Mezid to a situation where somebody did the Aveira b'shoigig, the Gemara, the Reish Lakish, the Tana de Bechizkia, are actually teaching us the seriousness of doing an Aveira b'shoigig, since they're saying that we're actually going to treat the person who did the Aveira b'shoigig equivalently to the person who did the Aveira b'mezit.